folks, welcome back to the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program. And this is so vital for all of our families to know about. I know because they've been on with us an hour now, and they've mentioned many of the diseases and sicknesses that Americans are getting today are becoming so common that they pique the interest of most all of our listeners out there, because the illnesses you're talking about, Garth and Nancy, are just about in everybody's family today. The autism, the neuro problems with their families, or the like with my sister dying from the disease that comes from some of these fibromyalgia and all these things. My goodness gracious, it's hard to, out of 10 women today, it's hard to find one that doesn't have fibromyalgia and some of these other sicknesses. And guys getting this something that's, it's kind of like the Lou Gehrig disease, you know, the sickness and all. And so everybody should copy down this number, and everybody should get these books. And I'll tell you what, you have birthdays coming up for family members, folks. Get these books and get it in the hands of your relatives and friends, because it's vital that we protect ourselves and our families from these man-created diseases and sicknesses today. And I can tell you, as a person that has it in my family here with my bride every day, she had the Gulf War sickness. She has it, and she has numbers, several different things that are affecting her life even today. And Garth and Nancy, it's hard to live with this. She just suffers all the time, and just finished up with her cancer treatment and on the heel from that, but she's still sick and tired. So I'm just so excited about having you guys on. And please get into your book again, would you, and tell us about what people will get when they get into this book. I'm very interested in after these years, you folks having ways to treat sick family members and friends. Go right ahead, would you?
The name of the book again is Project Daylily.
Uh-huh.
And the website is www.projectdaylily.com. And the telephone number is 888-795-4274. That's 888-795-4274.
Very good. Yeah.
Now,
go right ahead.
We've seen a tremendous increase in these chronic illnesses, which is what we've been discussing this morning. And we've touched a bit about on fatiguing illnesses, and Gulf War illness falls into that category, along with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia syndrome. But there's also a whole spectrum of autoimmune diseases that we now know are caused in part by the types of chronic infections that we discuss in the book. And these include multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, lupus, all these different autoimmune diseases as well, including rheumatoid arthritis, sarcoidosis, and a number of other autoimmune diseases. So we've got fatiguing illnesses, neurologic diseases, and rheumatic illnesses, and also there are a number of childhood illnesses that we've now linked to these diseases. And we started with the Gulf War veterans' families, and we found that the children in the families had an alarming rate of autism and autistic spectrum disorders. And we found that the infections that had spread from the veteran to the children. And this is also happening in the general population as well. The multiple vaccines that are received before a child goes to school play a role in this whole process, as chemical and heavy metal exposures. So these are complex situations that are very much like what happened in the Gulf War, when veterans were exposed to chemicals, heavy metals, and, of course, chronic infections.
Yeah. Okay, folks. Well, we'll be right back with you. This is a quick break here, and then we'll be back, and we'll have a few minutes to get into this some more. Yes, I'd love to have you talk about what's going on with all the shots they're giving children today. I had a preemie grandchild, and in a few weeks, they wanted to give that preemie grandchild 4 vaccines before they'd let him out of the hospital. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Remember me telling you some time back that I had my 9th grandchild, and she was only 3.5 pounds when she was born, a little preemie baby, and they're in Phoenix, and my son and his wife had to keep her in the hospital for about 3-4 weeks, and when she got up to a certain weight, they were going to release the child, and she's still just a little speck of a thing, and they were going to give her 3 or 4 vaccinations before they let them take them out of the hospital. Well, praise the Lord, I got right on the telephone to Dr. Lenny Horowitz and handed the cell phone over to my son. And when Leonard Horowitz got through with him, he told the hospital, "You're not giving my kid any shots. I'm taking her out of here." And that little baby is as healthy as can be. But what is going on with all of these shots they're giving our children today, Garth and Nancy?
Well, I tell you, there's a program, and I think it's driven by the pharmaceutical medical industry to use all these vaccinations to make money, because there's really no reason for all the tremendous number that they're giving. Now, a few years ago, we had 15 vaccines that were supposed to be given. Now the number's up above 20 in some states,
wow. Right.
And it's headed towards 30. And the problem is that people get so busy, they want to give these closer and closer together. That is, they want to truncate the immunization schedule, and they want to give multiple vaccinations all at once, and they want to combine the vaccines, which they've done with some of them, like the MMR, for example, and so on, into one shot for multiple vaccines. And what this is doing is immune suppressing the children. And giving them all at once is exactly what they did in the Gulf War when they immune suppressed all of our military personnel before sending them into harm's way. And it's the same thing with the children. And we think that this is one of the reasons why this system is so bad. Instead of stretching these immunizations out over a long period of time, they want to give them closer and closer together. And that's exactly the worst thing you could do in terms of immune suppressing these children. And I think we're leaving ourselves wide open for a variety of different illnesses in the children. And we can see that in the case of autism and autistic spectrum disorders. There's been an explosive increase in these types of childhood illnesses over the last few years.
True.
So I think we're doing things exactly the wrong way.
Yes. Well, let's get into the book some more. Would you, Garth and Nancy, and tell us about what's in that book? We would appreciate that very much. Go right ahead.
Project Daylily was kind of written as a medical mystery of first what happened to the veterans of the Gulf War and then also what happened to prison guards and their family members. And we're heavily involved in the book, of course, because we're the main protagonists. And, again, we got involved in this because our own family member who served in the Gulf War. And then we kind of opened it up into a lot of the problems that are in our society with these experimental programs that are going on and testing new biological warfare agents in the prisons, military personnel, and in rest homes, nursing homes, and so on. And so it's kind of the medical mystery part of it is in there. And, of course, my wife and I were at grave risk when we started uncovering this.
I'll bet you were.
And we
still
went
are,
through
probably.
This, and several of our colleagues died. In fact, one of my superiors in Houston was assassinated in his office, shot in the back of the head, because he was about to blow the whistle on one of the state programs for testing using inmates as guinea pigs in the prison system.
Without their knowledge, wasn't it?
It was without full informed consent, and it still goes on. And so these are things that I think we have to press our government about. We use military personnel, we use prisoners, we use old people essentially as biologic cannon fodder to test these new biologic agents and remedies against them. And I think it's absolutely criminal. What's been going on.
And it's uncontrollable. And the book is based upon our story. The characters are composite. And it shows the trials and tribulations that we experienced, every form of economic sabotage, character assassination, poisonings. And, you know, it's done so insidiously that they'll, for example, when we were poisoned, everyone at a particular conference we were going to was given food poisoning so that if we had died, they could say, oh, well, we just had an unusual reaction. These people are very devious.
Right.
And the subplot is about, because during this entire trials and tribulations, which we're still going through in respect, is how I'm finding out about this inheritance that was left to me by my father, my birth father, who actually... it's not something the government likes to talk about because my father was notorious, but he really bailed us out in the late 40s, and he financed the Manhattan Project to the tune of several billion dollars. So he had actual ethics, and but his the people who came after him in his sphere did not. And then through a variety of betrayals, the funds found themselves in the hands of prominent politicians who really thought the best thing would be to eliminate me, and then they could just have the money. Well, it didn't work, but it's been a miserable experience, and I vow to turn the funds into humanitarian programs, which is what they were meant for. They were not meant to finance weapons of mass destruction and instruments of war.
Yeah. And the book, again, is Project Daylily. It's published by Ex Libris. There's a website, www.projectdaylily.com, and the number to order it is 888-795-4274. That's 888-795-4274.
Could you get into, Garth, a little bit, or Nancy, into the prison system there? I know some of it happened in Texas under George H.W. Bush's watch down there. Could you tell us a little bit about what happened to our prisoners and probably what's still happening to our prisoners? I don't know, but maybe you do.
Well, Texas is one of the prison systems that was involved in the testing, we feel quite strongly, of biological warfare agents and other medical testing programs as well. And we know this is the case because some of the victims, actually, these were members of families where an employee at the prison system brought the illness home to the family, actually dug out the prison records to prove that they had approved these sorts of things covertly going on in the prison without full informed consent. So not only went on in Texas, but there's some evidence in many other states throughout the South and Midwest were conducting these experiments in the prison system. And the types of experiments that they were conducting are horrific. They would never receive approval for these types of experiments if they were done.
It's like Tuskegee magnified the Tuskegee experiments with syphilis.
When these illnesses came into the communities where the prisons were located, we had epidemic rates, for example, of autoimmune diseases and fatiguing illnesses.
Uh-huh.
And so in Huntsville, Texas, for example, alone, where there are three prisons and some of the experiments were taking place, there were rates of Lou Gehrig's disease or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. There were virtually 50 or 60 people in this one little community of 30,000.
Wow.
And this is normally has an incidence, should have an incidence of 1 in 100,000, 1 in 200,000 patients in the United States. And now all of a sudden there's 60 in this tiny little community. But the same thing has happened outside of in communities that were outside of, for example, an Air Force base in Texas and so on. The same thing where 40 members of the community came down with Lou Gehrig's disease. And so we have these unusual incidents of these neurologic and autoimmune diseases. And these are terrible, lethal diseases. These are progressive that lead to eventually to death. And so we've been trying to do is to figure out ways to counter the infections that underlie these different diseases. There's a genetic element in some of these, for example, like the neurologic diseases, that we can't control. But what we can control are the infections. And so we've been trying to work with this. And there was a question that came up earlier that we never really answered. And you indicated that a lot of the veterans, in fact, a lot of people in the community have these skin rashes and skin problems and so on.
And they seem to modify themselves. And change.
They're very unusual, and these types of illnesses, one of the things that we came up with the veterans was to use hydrogen peroxide baths, and this helped a lot. But the other thing they had to do was to treat the infections, the cutaneous infections. It's actually these infectious agents get in the skin and start to cause a lot of the problems. And so the combination of the hydrogen peroxide treatments, for example, and either antibiotics or other non-antibiotic methods of suppressing the infection turned out to be very effective in treating these skin ailments.
Okay. Do they ever go away, or do they just suppress it?
Well, they can go away, but a lot of these infections, in fact, if you get them, you'll probably have them like herpes virus for the rest of your life. The idea is to stay healthy and keep them suppressed, keep your immune system strong.
Okay.
And keep them suppressed so they don't come back and bite you. And we have ways to do that. And I wanted to give out the website for the Institute for Molecular Medicine.
Yes, please.
And that's a lot of people go to that website to consult for a lot of the diseases that we've been speaking about because there are a lot of publications. There's information on how to treat yourself if you have these infections. And it's www.immed.org. It's like immediate.org. Just look up immediate.org, and you'll find the website.
Okay, give it again, immed.org.
So it's like immediate, immed.org.
O-R-G. Okay, good. Yes, that's a good website, too, folks. I've been on it, and you need to go and read what's on that website. Very important. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with Garth and Nancy Nicholson right after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
To the Officer Jack Michelin program, and you know, because we have these two people that have been literally protected by God to be able to be our preeminent biowarfare research scientists here, Garth and Nancy, I want to ask you, and I'm sure you've been asked this before, but this old cop wants to know, when I was in Phoenix here, coming back, bringing my bride back from her cancer treatment in Indiana, we have never seen anything like it in our life, that we looked up into the skies. We were there 7 days with my grandchildren and son, and we've never seen the chemtrails 360 degrees around in the sky. For 4 whole days, there was 60 to 100, we counted them, chemtrails at one time coming down onto the people of Phoenix, Tempe, Scottsdale, and Mesa. And we got a congestion problem that I still hear today. You can probably hear it in my throat, coughing and congestion. And my wife's out there coughing right now, I hear her. And we still are not over it. But people in that area were just filled with congestion and coughing and everything. Have you ever had an opportunity to test what is in this product that they're shooting out? Or what do you know about that?
Well, unfortunately, we have not.
Yes.
We've never been able to get essentially a, a sterile aliquot of chemtrails. In other words, something that was obtained, and so we know it wasn't contaminated along the way.
Right.
And that's what is absolutely necessary to analyze those products coming down from the sky.
Yeah. Well, it's sure a sickening thing because everybody that we ran into was coughing and hacking, and I could see why, because this was coming down in clouds. And I mean, I've been in Australia and New Zealand speaking and down in Mexico diving with my kids, and we'd see chemtrails out to the west or out to the east or somewhere in here in the United States, but I've never seen it 360 degrees around. So for some reason, they're bombing those poor people down there in the Phoenix area. But they're bombing us all over the United States, and somehow we have to figure out what is what's happening to us. But I suspect because some of these rogue agencies are injecting us and testing us without our knowledge, that it's probably more of the same. Wouldn't you suspect?
It looks like it's more of the same.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, we have to go through this. If you're in the military, or if you're in, for example, a public service organization, such as you could be in the police, for example, you're going to be subjected to these unusual and inhumane types of tests or experiments. Particularly in the prison system and in the military, we found that these are unwitting guinea pigs for these types of biological experiments, and we've got to stop this. We've got to do something to stop this.
Well, what are you going to do, you and Nancy, when they come up and say, okay, come on down and get your bird flu shot? What are you two going to do?
Not going to take any shots. I'll never. I know too much about the influenza program. And unfortunately, without slandering the two people, one who was in charge was the chairman of the department I was in. And there are quite a few people on the faculty of the medical school that I used to be on the faculty of that suddenly have multiple sclerosis after their flu shots.
Yeah,
I'd rather have the flu than any contaminant. And I think the bird flu, and it's only a hypothesis, it's like SARS and everything else. These are bioweapons experiments gone wrong and by this rogue element. And they need to be somehow flushed out and brought into the open.
And brought to justice.
And brought to justice.
Yeah.
But that's going to require, in my opinion, divine intervention.
I think you're right. And, boy, they're sure preparing us psychologically every 2 days. Well, almost every day on television somewhere, you can hear them promoting, the bird flu's coming, the bird flu's coming. What
or
are we going to do? Panic, panic, panic. And so I think they're preparing our shots for us, are they not?
Oh, absolutely.
It's like the swine flu in the late 70s. There was no threat. These are a group of people, and their agenda goes back to 1947. And we really... Unfortunately, in the governments of the world, we don't have people to stand up and just say, like Nancy Reagan, say no. They're afraid. And we can't live in a society based on fear. There's no reason.
Well, you folks are sure a great example of going forward in the face of death and poisoning and everything else. And I'm just so proud to know you two. I can't tell you, my bride is too. And We just appreciate you so much, and I want to promote your book as much as possible. ProjectDaylily.com, folks, www.projectdaylily, one word, and one L in Lily, .com, 888-795-4274, 888, area code, 795-4274. We're going to order that today, my dear brother and sister, and start reading it, and then we're going to be able to better help you promote that. We'll be right back, folks. And listen, I'm going to ask our two guests if they mind if we open the phone lines up for the last half an hour here. I bet there's some people out there that have some questions. We'll be right back for more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
One last question from my wife. She came in and gave me this little note here, Garth and Nancy. She says, is your memory and thought processes affected by some of these things you're talking about? Because she's having a hard time with her memory right now and has had for a number of years. She's noticed a difference. Is this part of the problem?
Absolutely.
Yes.
The problems that we found, for example, with the mycoplasmal infections in the Gulf War veterans, that this is an infection that will pass the blood-brain barrier and get into the central nervous system. And cause severe headaches, short-term memory loss, mood changes, all kinds of other problems and disturbances. And in the children, as I mentioned, this can lead to autism and other neurologic conditions as well. So this can cause a wide range of different problems. But short-term memory loss is very common.
Interesting, very interesting. Do you feel that when your children have any of these problems that there's great benefit to put them for the rest of their life on Ritalin and all these psychotropic drugs?
Absolutely not. I mean, this is one of the Band-Aids that the pharmaceutical industry has come up with to mask the signs and symptoms of an underlying problem. And it's very typical of the big pharma to come up with a reason for selling people expensive drugs that they have to use for an indeterminate amount of time. And that's not the solution.
Yes, my son When we were young, my wife and I were young, and we put him on Ritalin because, I mean, this is 30 years ago, because the doctors then told you to do it, and the teachers told us to do it, but we got him off of it shortly, and we had heard that if you leave the child on, like, Ritalin up until the age 12, the military won't take him, but they won't tell you why, and so evidently, these things are altering the children forever, are they not, when you keep them on these type of drugs?
They are. They are altering. There are millions of young people whose lives are literally being ruined by a lot of these drugs that are being pushed by the big pharmaceutical agencies and the big pharmaceutical companies. So we need to get off of these things. We need to get our children off of them, and we need to get them in a more healthy lifestyle.
Yes. Okay. Well, good. Once again, folks, get a copy of this book, okay, Project Daylily.
Nancy, put down the phone. It's coming through.
Okay. Yeah, we got Nancy. Something's coming through the phone line. I hope it isn't.
I don't know. I haven't done anything.
Okay. I hope it isn't a Gulf oil on this coming through the phone. But anyway, folks, Nancy and Garth, would you mind if we open the phone lines up here for the last half an hour and see what our listeners have to ask you?
Not at all.
Okay, let's do that, folks. If you'd like to call in, I've asked all the questions I can think of from me and my bride here, but the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and while we're waiting for some calls to come in, people may just want to sit back and hear us bring out some more information about what is in your book. Please, let's get back into the book and tell us why people need to have that.
Well, the book is actually about the types of biological warfare agents and other infections that were developed and tested on the American public, tested on military personnel, on prisoners, and other segments of the population, and how these unusual weapons got loose and are now in the general population and infecting literally anyone and everyone that comes in contact with them. And so we've been on a campaign to inform people about this because we have all these unusual illnesses that are increasing in alarming rates of incidence in our population now, things that we rarely heard of 20 years ago. And you mentioned fibromyalgia syndrome, chronic fatigue syndrome, and so on. You know, when I taught medical school for 25 years, and these things were barely known 25 years ago, and now all of a sudden they're extremely commonplace.
They are
things like autism and attention deficit disorder were not even taught in medical school 25 years ago. So
there's an explosion in those areas, I know, because so many people I've talked to have those, or their children have them, or their wives have them. So it's incredible, sweeping our country and probably other nations too.
That's true, and in fact, I get emails from all over the world, people complaining about the same things that we're complaining about. So I know that this is going on in other areas of the world as well.
Well, let's go to a caller now. Kelly just told us that there's somebody on the line. Caller, who are you and where are you from?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, this is John. I'm from Northern Michigan, and thank you, Jack, for your service and for bringing this to light here. I have three points I'd like to bring up, Doctor. You brought up mycoplasma, so you're familiar with Don Scott's research done in Canada? Are you familiar with Don Scott?
Yes, we are. In fact, Don Scott is one of the adjunct members of the faculty of the Institute for Molecular Medicine.
Okay, then you have all that background, which is good, and then there was another point that with the education system, Jack, with the prescribing of drugs, my brother did research on for 4 years, and Charlotte Isabee were one of his guest speakers on his radio program, and the curriculum is developed by behavioral psychologists, and it's to change the behavior that exists, and that puts these children into a state of dissonance, and that's when they begin to throw them on drugs because they...
Very interesting, very interesting.
Okay. Go on. I'm sorry.
Okay, John. Well, let's go to Nancy and Garth. What do you think about that, Garth and Nancy?
Well, I think it's a phenomena that we've seen today repeated over and over again with various segments of the population, is that you invent some disorder and then you sell a drug to so-called cure the disorder, but it doesn't cure it. And usually they what really want to do is put a Band-Aid on it so they can continue selling the drug over and over and over again. So they really don't want to cure these things.
Right. The Church of Scientology
just opened a museum called Psychiatry, the Industry of Death.
Yeah.
I don't want to just blackball the entire field because there are people that really do have schizophrenia. These are disorders. But there are, like my husband just suggested, they've invented disorders that are very difficult to prove. They're no hardcore biochemical or molecular biological research. And the museum, which we actually went to in Hollywood, California, shows some of the historical facts behind what we're seeing today. And it's really not a pretty picture. And the more people need to know this, bring it out into the open before they subject their families to questionable procedures and questionable drugs.
Very, very true. Yes, I did read the two publications that the Church of Scientology put out, and sadly, I 150% disagree with the Church of Scientology religiously, but it's the best study I've ever seen in the area of this very evil psychology and psychiatry perpetrated on the American people. And I think, Garth and Nancy, you know what I'm talking about.
Right. I don't necessarily follow their religion.
Yes.
But definitely this, they have done quite a study.
Yeah. John, did you say something?
Yes, I wanted to make another comment. Alex Jones had a psychiatrist, Dr. Breeding, on this week, and he'd be one to probably talk to and reinforce your comments, too.
Yeah.
He's fighting the issues in Texas. And also, have you ever heard of a test called the Dark Field blood test?
I have not, no. Maybe Garth and Nancy have.
Oh, yes. This is a test that people can look through a microscope and see small microorganisms. And it's one of the tests that some physicians use to try and find things like mycoplasma and unusual infections. We ourselves prefer to use more molecular techniques where we can follow the genetics of the microorganisms so that we know exactly what we're dealing with. But this is one way to screen blood, and as a first step, it's been a very useful first step in trying to see if there's something in the blood that doesn't belong.
Right, and there's a gentleman here in Michigan that's cured cancer using that by bringing the pH level up to the proper level, and he also cured himself of diabetes.
Yes, John. Well, listen, thank you for calling in. We're going to go to some more callers now, and I hope you'll call back again. Very interesting, John. Thank you. I'll tell you, there's so much going on today. It's just mind-boggling what's going on that we don't know about, and that's why you, Garth, and Nancy are so important to us, because in the area of health and what is happening to our families across this nation and around the world, we need to understand some things, and there's just absolutely trillions of dollars, it seems like, involved in the health industry today and building drugs and creating health problems and then coming up with the remedy, which really isn't a remedy. It just masks the symptoms so you'll continue to buy the drugs. And it's the old Hegelian dialectic, isn't it?
It is, unfortunately, and this is what we face, and that's why I think people are looking for more natural solutions and trying alternatives.
True, yeah. Well, cures. Do you have cures that are coming out, or is it still treatment to relieve the people? Are we anywhere where we're able to get cures for some of these problems?
Well, we like to talk in terms of recovery. And not so much in cures,
recovery.
Because unfortunately,
okay,
a lot of the things that we deal with, like these chronic infections, these very unusual, sometimes bioengineered infections, is you never really get rid of them. You can suppress them. You can get to the point where you can fully recover, like the Gulf War veterans, for example, but they may carry around these infections for the rest of their lives.
I see. Okay. Well, I'm very interested in that, and so is my bride, because we keep hearing from soldiers and family members of soldiers that are sick and so forth. So we're always interested in knowing that there's some hope out there. And, of course, being Christians, we know there's always hope. We're going to win this in the end, and these turkeys are going to pay a heavy, heavy price for what they've done to mankind. And so I want to thank you for all your years and years of research, folks. And I hate to say that it interesting how God moves, that your daughter got sick or your stepdaughter got sick and got you involved in this. And you've been such a blessing, folks, to all of us out here. I want to say on behalf of all of our police officers and soldiers, thank you for all that you've been doing, and also for the people in the private sector out there that you give hope to. And so we want to thank you. And in these last 15 minutes here, is there some area you want to get into, Garth and Nancy, we haven't touched on yet?
Well, I do want to remind the people that our institute, the Institute for Molecular Medicine, provides free advice for patients and physicians that need help with these unusual problems. And the website is www.immed.org. Just think of immediate.org, and
okay,
you'll figure out the website.
Yeah, immed.org. Okay.
They can go on that website and find a lot of information about chronic illnesses, autoimmune illnesses, and so on. And there's also a lot of help. And they can always email us, which is the best way to get in contact with us. For example,
okay,
we're out of town right now, but people seem to find me on the email, by email, on the Internet, where no matter where I am around the world, I've noticed. So that's a good way to get in contact.
Good.
If you have
very
problems,
good.
They can send an email, and we'll try and help them.
Okay, very, very good. We have another caller on the line. Kelly, who's there? Kelly, did you say there's another caller on the line? Paul in Delaware. Paul, welcome to the program. You're on with the doctors, Nicholson.
Hi, Mr. McLam and the Nicholsons. I have a couple questions. I've been listening to you, and I would like to know more, because from all I've gathered from you people, you seem, because I've heard about you throughout the years, and you seem credible. But the part about you going over your father and his money, I would like to get more into detail at some point, maybe a little bit of more information now. And also, I would like to know if you know anything about this Dr. Sam Shachowa and other doctors who are supposedly curing cancers. And if these people are not really doing this, just like the rest of these liars, they need to be exposed to the hilt.
Oh, okay.
Well, in 1996, I had to go on Geraldo to let people know that, because I didn't know about my birth father. My birth father was Lucky Luciano, who gave a lot of money behind the scenes to the United States government. And obviously, he was what people call the godfather, the real godfather. And it's been very difficult for me because, you know, when you have a notorious father, and especially I didn't know about it, it was like one morning I woke up and found this out, and I didn't know him, and I had all his enemies. And he left quite a sizable fortune to me. And people didn't want me to know about that. And unfortunately, people in the syndicate, they are very brutal, and they invested in armaments. So what's happened now, the one good thing for me with the Patriot Act is that these horrible people in the global syndicate, which is well organized, can no longer use the money. And unfortunately, when governments are in trouble, no one asked where the money came from. He just quietly paid when other families, prominent families, did not help this country, who were, quote-unquote, more respectable. But all the powerful families did business with him throughout the last century, the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And I'm not standing up for him. I didn't know him as a businessman, but I did know him. And so that's kind of ironic. So I do have influence in unusual sectors.
Yeah, very
interesting. And then, on the other hand, what they tell about his life and who he actually was are two different things. But he was really responsible for a lot of funding. And, of course, then that mixes up with government. And, you know, it's an embarrassment that the governments were forced to take money from people like my dad. But then again, so did royal families. And it's a secret. You know, I mean, it's a secret that's not common knowledge. And today I'm working, I can't go into it, working with some very people in that sphere, on both the aristocratic side and the people like my father, because they themselves have families that need to go on. They don't want their children sick.
That's right.
So that's been a very big problem for me throughout my life, because you get judged. And basically, I say, judge not lest you be judged.
Amen.
And so my goal is to put everything to good use, and I want to help our agencies, because they have not been given the proper assistance. That goes for the CIA, the FBI, Homeland Security. They're not getting proper financial assistance. And I don't think a couple of bankers should determine that these wonderful groups need to get help, because they do have rogue elements in them. But if they don't get financial help, they can't clean themselves up. And so that's my philosophy. I'm not judging anyone, because one thing you have to remember, if your enemy is sick, your friend is going to be sick with these things.
Yeah, very true.
Love your enemy.
I have a follow-up question.
Okay, Paul, hold on. We'll be back right after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We're coming in quick here, folks, because we only have a few minutes left, and I want to ask you folks to weep. My bride and I keep hearing from folks in the military especially that want to get their blood analyzed to find out what's in their blood because they're so thick. Garth and Nancy, is there a way and a place they can do that? They go downtown and try to get it done, and it's just not it's not being done. It's not being analyzed. So is there a solution to that?
Yes, there is. And we had actually trained a couple of laboratories to do the types of molecular tests that we do. And the one that we're currently recommending is called Medical Diagnostics Laboratories. And they're located in Hamilton, New Jersey.
Okay.
And they can be found on the web at www.mdlab.com.
Say that mdlab.com. Say that once again.
www.mdlab.com.
Medlab.com. Okay.
Mdlab.com.
Well, wonderful. Good. Well, that answers that question. Let's go back to Paul real quick. Paul, I want to leave a couple minutes for our guests to close out the program, so could you be quick? I appreciate it.
Sure will. I had a follow-up question. I just wanted to say, and I'll leave it for you to answer, but Lucky Luciano is... It's bizarre that you say that he is a guy that left all this money to humanity, which I know there's a lot of things that aren't correct that we've been told. So I'll let you answer that in a second. But the other point I'd like to point out is about Scientology and the founder, L. Ron Hubbard. No matter how much good this person can or this organization has given us or can give us, they are completely evil because the founder, with Aleister Crowley, tried to bring forth a demon child, what I think it was Jane Mansfield, over in England. And so these are the type of people you're dealing with. So take the devil's information and run and say, get thee behind me, Satan.
Okay, Paul. Well, thank you so much for that input.
Thank you.
Yes, Nancy and Garth, I just want to give you the last few minutes here. We've only got, like, I think a minute and a half. So if you want to say something to close us out, I appreciate it.
Well, I want to remind people that a lot of what we've discussed today can be found in our book, Project Maylily, American Biological Warfare Tragedy, and that's written by Nancy and myself, and they can find that at www.projectdaylily.com.
Okay.
And an interesting thing that your assistant brought out is the number that we gave out. Apparently, that's only working during normal hours Monday through Friday. Evidently, it doesn't work on the weekend.
Well, we can call Monday through Friday then.
Monday through Friday at 888-795-4274. They can also order the book on the web at any time through the website, projectdaylily.com. There's a link there that goes right to where to order it.
That's the way to do it. That's what we'll do today. Yes. Well, once again, brother and sister, I'm just always thrilled at how God uses individuals today, like He did in Old Testament times and New Testament times, to be there for all of us. And you two, I'll tell you, I'm just proud to know you, and so happy that you're there doing the research you're doing for so many of us families, that we have people in our families that are sick. And so thank you so much from all of our police and soldiers at our two police and military associations, and for all the people out across America and the world that are hearing this program today. God bless you both.
Thanks very much for having us on your program.
Okay, we'll talk to you later then. Lord bless you. Well, folks, that's it for today. Hope you, I don't know if you could say enjoyed the program, but I hope you got as much knowledge and information out of it that I did. And we'll just wish you a happy weekend, and we'll be back with you again next weekend at the same time for more of the Officer Jack McLam program. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good day.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.